You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And the halftime show was good.
On a scale, like if we're doing American Bandstand, 0 to 100, what do you give it?
Giving it 71.
Well, I'd actually go higher.
Would you?
Yeah. I'd go 81.
If he would have wiped out, I'd give him a much higher score. That's what we'd be talking
Brian,
about.
Brian, what would you go? 0 to 100.
I was thinking like 85.
85.
All right,
yeah.
Greg?
Yeah, it's probably about an 85, 87.
Yeah, so I'm on the low side of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was. I love the guest stars.
So
once
I
guest
gave
stars,
him 81's like
up.
A B minus, right? Yeah, it's good.
I loved Alicia Keys.
She was great, except for the first note.
Oh, don't worry about the first note.
The rest was really sharp, and then after that, she was fantastic.
She was fantastic and beautiful. Oh, I love Alicia
Keys. Yeah, Alicia Keys is great, and I thought her was fantastic.
She was really good, too.
She was great. Will.i.am, I don't know what the hell he's wearing on his head.
I didn't know who that was
some
at
sort
first.
Of, yeah, and he's got like some spaceship mask on. You don't even know it's Will.i.am.
You know, have you guys ever listened to Ludacris's rap, like listen to the words of it in
No.
Yeah, I'm surprised in 2024 that they were able to get away with it. It's basically about getting women naked. You know, doing what it takes to get women, you
like
know.
Most songs.
In the bed. Songs. Right. I agree with you, Greg. And I have zero issue with it. I think it's a great song. But. In 2024, in a Me Too era, I'm surprised nobody said, wait. You know, everybody's trying to cancel everybody.
No, I
so good for him. It's not X-rated by any means.
No, it's not. Actually, it's by mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's actually, I'm reading the lyrics. They're not, it's not terrible.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't read them on the air, but if you want
to
go.
I was about to.
I'm not going
to.
Well, if you're comfortable doing it.
No, I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah,
not,
but I mean, not. If you go look them up and read them, you'll go, huh.
Yeah.
It kind of. It's more not well. When did that song come out? Is that song 20 years old yet?
That song came out in 2012, I think I read
something like that.
Yeah, I think came out in 2012.
So it's 12 years old.
2004.
That's 20.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just read one passage. Ludacris fill cups like double D's.
Yeah, that's what I was just reading. There was one above
Usher,
that.
So you know what that means.
We want a lady in the street, but a fresh freak in the bed.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's a little taste of it.
Yeah, he talks about how he won't quit.
A bucket and a mop.
Yeah, he won't quit till he gets them in their birthday suit.
Yeah.
You know,
Lil Jon got the beat that make your booty go. That's another
He
one.
Does. Yeah. Lil Jon does have
He does.
That.
Lil Jon lit up the stage yesterday.
I like Usher more than you did. That's weird.
Yeah. No, I thought it was okay. You know what I miss? I missed the spectacle of it. Like, it was right on Usher the entire time, right? It was very tight on him. And I didn't get any sense of scope. There were marching bands. There were dancers. There were acrobats. And we didn't get any of that stuff in the broadcast. You could see him flying around and stuff, but you didn't get any sense for scope. The Weeknd had a great job of showing the scope of the field.
Right.
Well, the Weeknd was just wandering around in different... Like...
Right, but he had dancers all over the field. Yeah. He was like putting on a show. I felt like this was just a more intimate performance with cameras up tight.
Yeah, that was the cameraman's fault, right?
Well, I think it was the I'm sure that was all laid out.
I mean, he was on roller skates.
Yeah, I know. He was on roller skates, and I thought that was spectacular.
How do you get the skates on and off so fast?
Yeah, fast. They were Skechers.
I guess so. They were slip-ins?
Yeah, they were slip-ins.
Who was the Skechers...
Oh,
commercial.
Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T.
There's no
right.
T in Skechers.
I fit in a fool.
And it was Mr.
Yeah.
T.
Their hands to put
there
on their
go.
Shoes.
Not a bad idea.
All right, let's go to Joe in Huntington Beach. Joe, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, Mason, I'm sorry. Ireland, I want to pick your brain since you're in the industry.
Yeah.
Why in the world, in The Last Dance, the documentary of the Bulls, why did they announce at the beginning of the season they're going to dismantle the team at the end of the season? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, because Jerry Krause, who is no longer with us, he passed away years ago, was about as insufferable of a human being as you would ever meet. I mean, that's why they actually, and this was horrible, booed his widow when they put his name up in their Ring of Honor last month or 2 months ago. But this was all Krause saying, so you know, Joe, that what that team was, Phil Jackson used to say to those guys, there's a difference between the team and the club. Jerry Krause is the club. We're the team. And he used that as a motivator because Krause came out one day and said, Michael Jordan doesn't win his championships. Organizations win championships.
Right.
And after he said it, Jordan never gave him the time of day again.
Yeah.
Said, called him Crumbs because he used to spill and just say, hey, how many are you going to win without? I'm not playing tonight, Crumbs. How many are you going to win now?
I mean,
Jordan. And so that was Jerry Krause announcing to the world, Joe, that he was taking the team over and Phil and Michael weren't going to be a part of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a weird, random place to start.
Take that call in line one.
You said whatever you want to talk about.
I did. I said that.
Take Thomas in Koreatown.
Thomas, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Big fan. Just wanted your thoughts on this. Do you think that if the San Francisco kicker at the end made that extra point and made it a four-point game instead of a three, would have made it any difference at all?
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure, because then it would have forced Kansas City to score a touchdown.
Yep.
And they may have done it. They, you know, at the end of regulation, they didn't. They were moving the ball. They just ran out of time.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, I think San Francisco. By the way, there's four plays that I think swing that game to a San Francisco win. All right. One is obvious, the punt.
The muff.
They don't muff the punt, then they probably win the game. Number two is if they make the extra point.
Yep.
They probably win the game.
Then Kansas City would have had a score touchdown.
Number three is if they cash in when they intercepted Mahomes. Mahomes' first interception in over 250 postseason passes.
And that was maybe plus nine. I think it was like, yeah, I think they got very good field position on that interception.
They didn't cash it in. Yep. And then the fourth one, and this one is maybe a little bit of a reach, but I thought they were just running the ball down Kansas City's throat in that opening series. They're moving the ball right down the field, and McCaffrey fumbled inside his own 30.
Yeah.
That, I think, cost any of those go the other way, I think the Niners might win.
Can I just say, Tony Romo, my God, just kill me.
Just the worst.
It's the worst.
It is really?
So awful. He will not shut up.
What is the specific instance of when he drove you crazy?
When he sang Rolling in the Deep, Going to Break.
I don't know.
Was Adele there?
Rolling in the Deep.
And it's sing going super to, in high and out of break all the time
terrible,
on the station.
Terrible, though. Terrible.
But we do it on the...
But this is
not
a
good.
Radio... This is... We're goofing around.
We're
not in the goofing around department.
Man,
he's trying to teach us something, supposedly.
No,
he used the word leverage. I'm telling you, inside leverage, outside leverage. He had leverage. That guy had leverage. Leverage, leverage, leverage. The word leverage was used so many times.
I think this is a confirmation bias on your part. You hate Tony Romo, so no matter what he did, you were going to say he drove me crazy. I'm indifferent to Tony Romo.
You used to love him. Now you're indifferent, so you're coming around.
Well,
we almost have you on the haters bandwagon.
But Bergman, you sent a text during the game saying Tony Romo's driving me crazy.
Oh.
I thought Tony Romo was inconsequential.
Oh, no.
Brian,
oh.
What do you think?
Yeah, it didn't even really click.
But
too
you
much.
Guys were at parties.
We
I
were
think
at
it's
parties,
different
though,
than
so I was
sitting
talking,
there
yes,
and
I was
having
sitting,
the
point.
Guy.
Having
yeah.
the guy.
Good point.
There were multiple times that he put up a replay, and what happened on the replay was the exact opposite of what he was saying was happening. There was two different. There was one time where he said that Patrick Mahomes had to throw around Eric Armstead's outstretched hand.
Yeah.
Armstead's hand was not outstretched.
Right.
It was a straight pass.
He made some predictions, too. Like, he made the prediction where he said, now, San Francisco's showing blitz, but they're not going to blitz.
And then he blitzed.
And then they blitz.
He said the pass to Travis Kelce that went for, like, 24 yards.
Yeah.
He said Travis Kelce was going to go outside. Travis Kelce went inside. There was also another one where he said that when on the Juwan Jennings touchdown, he said, watch as Juwan Jennings bounces off of two defenders and bounce backwards and forwards.
Right.
He didn't do that.
And by the
that
way, he used reckless use of the telestrator. I mean, he did everything but draw a smiley face on the screen. He was everywhere on that thing.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think if I was CBS, and by the way, and we're not the only ones that are, you know, don't like Tony Romo and don't like the way he's developed as a broadcaster. A lot of people are annoyed by Tony Romo. If I was CBS, I would find a way to hire Greg Olson. Greg Olson is a state-of-the-art commentary
and
guy.
And put him with Nance.
And put him with Nance. Olson and Nance would be a great first team.
Olson is great.
Wouldn't shock me if that happened.
Yeah.
It would surprise me. wouldn't shock me because I think Romo's under contract for two more years.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, but those networks just burn money.
Oh, sure,
so they could do that.
Yeah, they absolutely. Yeah, he was, oh, God. Yeah, I just felt like he detracted from the game. And that's the one thing you don't want to do if you're the analyst. You don't want to detract from the game. And by the way, singing Adele is ridiculous.
It's fine. It's just ridiculous. I mean, we sing all the time.
Wait
on
a minute,
the station.
I'm allowed to have whatever I want to annoy me, and that annoyed me. I'm not looking for my analyst to sing Rolling to the Deep to break. Wrong.
Brian, you might be able to find this. I don't know how good the audio quality is, but you know, everybody was in Vegas and trying to find stuff to do during the week.
Yep.
Leading up to the game. I'm sure everybody was trying to get into the Sphere. And so one night Adele's performing I think she's at Caesars. She has a residency there.
Yeah.
Maybe a different hotel. But anyway, so she says, who are you guys rooting for in the Super Bowl? And some guy yells, Eagles! And she goes, well, it's between the Chiefs and the Niners. You just sound like a drunk football fan. It was Jason Kelce.
Oh, wow.
He was at the concert and he stood up and yelled Eagle. But I don't think Adele knew who that was.
Yeah, no.
So she just goes, you just look like a drunk football fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was pretty funny.
Speaking of Kelce, when we come back, can we talk about Travis Kelce bumping into
Andy
Reid?
That's
super weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that coming up. Hey, don't forget, it is BBGO Fifth Row Fridays. Something We Say Today will be on the big quiz on Friday at 3:30 with a chance to see Lakers Denver March 2nd at Crypto. That's courtesy BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. I mentioned this earlier, but I went out and played some poker at Commerce Casino on Super Bowl morning. It was a very festive environment. All the pregame was on the TV screens, and I'm really excited because I'm going to be playing in the LA Poker Classic on Saturday, February the 24th at Commerce Casino and Hotel. And I love my new partnership with Commerce. It makes total sense. I play poker a lot, and I only play at Commerce. If you played there, you know it's the biggest, best poker room in SoCal. Legit biggest poker room in the world. You can find every game you want. Limit hold'em, no limit hold'em. I go back and forth, but I played 4-8 limit hold'em on yesterday morning and broke approximately, I won't say I broke approximately even. And get this, Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone. They're going to give away $20 million in promotions this year. And right now, the LA Poker Classic going on through March the 3rd. Jump in there. Maybe I'll see you at the final table. It's Commerce Casino and Hotel, the home of Mandy's 3, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
He almost fell. I watched it in slow motion as he's roller skating. By the way, I thought that was the roller skating sequence was the coolest part of halftime, I think. And then he busted into Yeah, which was great. But when he skated through Will.i.am's legs, if you watch it in slow motion, he definitely falls out of that spin and gets up and has to spin to get out of it.
Yeah, I think he hurt himself there.
You think he hurt himself?
I really do, because after that, he didn't really dance anymore. Little moves here and there, but it wasn't like how it was all the way through at the beginning. After that, that's when he kind of started walking around a little bit more.
Yeah.
I think he hurt himself.
Well, at some point,
he won't admit it, but I think he did.
I mean, he did so much dancing. I would think at some point you got to get a breather in there, don't you?
I mean, he does this like 5 days a week, or I don't know.
Because he closed by just, yeah.
Yeah, I think he hurt himself because he does this all the time in Vegas. He has a residency, so he does it all the time.
Yeah.
Why would this 15 minutes be something different? I'm just asking.
John, you liked it better than me.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, I agree with all the criticism that it started kind of slow, but I thought by the end he met the moment. Do you agree with that, that he met the moment?
Oh, yeah,
of the
yeah.
Super
no,
Bowl?
He is a great big star performer. There's no question about that. I'm not, and I don't think he was bad. I just don't think it's going to go down as one of the great halftime shows in the history of the Super Bowl. I thought the roller skating was cool. I thought the guest stars, was great on the guitar. And I thought that Alicia Keys, aside from her first note, was fantastic.
Ludacris coming out there
with
the big fro
was great.
Awesome.
Rapping lyrics that John has pointed out are...
not very 2024, but worked.
But worked.
Mean, I thought it was... I'll say this. I'm at this party.
Yeah.
And again, there's like 25 people there.
Did everybody stop?
All the women were dancing to Yeah.
Were they?
All yeah. of them. Like, they thought it was really cool and good and kind of a spectacle that kind of met the moment. So I good on Usher.
Yeah.
I thought he... I mean, that's a tough, tough needle to thread.
It's hard to be the Super Bowl hat. And... I said this last week, but like we are running out of performers that would make great Super Bowl halftime shows. Like Usher. Last week we were talking about Usher, and it's like who would you replace him with? Taylor Swift has turned it down multiple times. That would have been crazy.
Well, yeah, it would have been unfair to the '90s.
Yeah, it would have been ridiculous. I talked to a Swiftie today who says that I guess tomorrow is the day that Patrick Mahomes. And his family go to Disneyland?
Yeah, I think it's today.
Is it today?
It's usually the day
after. Is it the day after? Because
I'm going to Disneyland.
Taylor Swift fans all bought up the tickets just in case Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were going to be at Disneyland. That's her pull. Disneyland is sold out because all these Swifties bought tickets.
I know, Greg, you want to get to the Travis Kelce thing, but let me throw this out. I was listening to a podcast this week, and... the people on the podcast were trying to make the argument that because Taylor Swift could get people to turn out that wouldn't normally vote,
right,
that she could impact the election.
Yes.
Do you buy that?
No.
Either way, I think it's kind of a reach. But
I think it's a ridiculous conspiracy. I mean,
I'm not saying conspiracy theory.
You're not thinking the conspiracy theory that's out there.
No, I think that's all garbage.
That's all made
up hooey. If she did voice her opinion and
she will
endorse somebody.
She's going to.
Would that have a tangible effect in any of the swing states?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
She might get people to register. That would be the one thing that she could do. But I don't think endorsements sway presidential elections. I don't. Do you?
No. Because
what endorsement means anything?
I've never seen someone with a... more famous people endorsing her than Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And she didn't win.
Did not win.
So there you go.
Bergman, what did you want to get to?
Travis Kelce.
Oh, Travis Kelce,
bumping into Andy Reid.
Yeah, that was
the
weirdest
angry.
Thing. He was so... and I thought he was going to give Andy Reid a heart attack. I mean, Andy Reid jumped like crazy because he never saw Travis Kelce coming. And I understand it's emotional, but you can't scare the hell out of your head coach in the middle of the Super Bowl.
I think that... well, I'll just tell you guys. I was a sideline reporter for 12 years.
Right.
Stuff like that used to happen all the time.
But I've never seen it.
I've
never seen a guy get the hell scared out of him the way
and
Andy
what Kelce
did
was, it was basically, hey, put me in the effing game and I'll score. I've seen so many players walk up to a coach and go, hey, man, put me in there, killing us, and like get physical and get loud. I don't think it was as big of a deal as others do, but Greg, do you think it was a big deal?
So I think it was kind of, I think that was a bad moment for Travis Kelce. That is.
Well, I know Boomer Esiason agrees with you.
Yeah. I mean,
at halftime,
it was
said he didn't like it and he thought it was out of character. And
I don't think that you show up your coach, and doing that is the wrong thing to do, especially on a Super Bowl and national TV where you know the cameras are on you. And by the way, he was screaming about that he was not in for that play because Pacheco fumbled the ball when he was. Gray, I forget his first name. Gray was the tight end that was supposed to. With Kelce,
yeah,
would have been,
number right? 83.
He did not block him, and Pacheco. That was the guy that Pacheco fumbled from.
Right.
I have no problem with anybody.
Ooh, pizza, Scott Kaplan. Sorry, keep going.
wait, Kaplan walked in here with a pizza?
Yeah, it's three big giant pizzas.
Nice.
Well, tell him to bring one in here.
Yeah, Cappy.
Let's go, pizza. Cappy. Where are you on?
Yeah,
I thought it was weird. I mean, I don't think
I heard
it's like
somebody say
a bad moment.
Again, I'm a white guy, so I don't know, but somebody sent this out on social media, that if that player, Travis Kelce in this case, would have been black, that it would have been covered differently. You guys buy that?
I don't agree. Because it was covered heavily as it is.
I agree.
People tweeted that, who was it? AJ Brown tweeted that he'd be kicked out of the league if that was
No, I don't know if
I
that's
don't agree
true.
With that either, but the fact of the matter
I
is,
mean, I
that
remember
was a bad moment.
Chad Ochocinco used to pull crap like this all the time. So did Randy Moss. Well, you know, any diva wide receiver. Michael Irvin used to do this. He was super animated
right.
on the sidelines. And so I guess because I've been around sidelines for a long time, I wasn't as surprised by it. But, Greg, I will give you this. I think it shocked a lot of people.
It shocked me.
Yeah.
I mean, they went back and showed it a few times. I mean, looking at it now, I mean, I honestly,
he screamed at him
and came out of nowhere, out sort of out of Andy Reid's blind spot and was bumped him and loud and obviously yelling, put me in the game, whatever that was. But it's not the best moment for Travis
Kelce. And here's a good point by our
friend.
I think
they give him a pass for
by
the
our
most
friend,
part.
Of course, yeah.
By our friend Ed Hart just texted us. This would be a really, really big story if the Chiefs would have lost
100%.
The game. 100%. I agree with that.
Then it would have been a gigantic story.
Then we would have made it into a mountain. We'd take that molehill and mountain
Because I'll tell you.
Imagine he retires at the end of the year.
I'll tell you this. Kansas City was terrible in the first half. San Francisco, they were shell-shocked. They were frustrated. Mm-hmm. Kelce had that moment. They weren't moving the football. They made that one long pass. Who caught the long pass in the first half for Kansas City and then immediately led to a Pacheco fumble?
Was it Rice?
Yeah, was she Rice?
Yeah.
And immediately led to a fumble. You know, I thought at halftime the Niners were going to win the game, and then I looked at the score, and the way they had dominated, they were still only down 10-3, and I thought Kansas City's got them exactly where they want them.
Yeah, because the Niners were moving the ball. The total yards at the end of the first quarter, maybe even at the end of the first half, were super lopsided towards the Niners. And then you look at the score, and it's like one score game. I guess they were down 10.
They were down 10, yeah. Well,
they were
down 10-0, yeah, exactly. I felt really bad. No, I'm not going to say it that way. To Niners fans, I say it's been 30 years since they've won a Super Bowl.
Really?
30 years? Yeah. 1995, I think, was their last Super Bowl. So it's been 30 years since the Niners won the Super Bowl. And I think their window may have closed. I mean, they're going to have to trim that roster. They're going to have to move some people because they've got a very high payroll. And I granted Shanahan's state-of-the-art head coach, despite not knowing how the overtime rules work. And I thought that and Christian McCaffrey's great, and I think Brock Purdy's very, very solid moving forward. But they're going to have to redo their roster, remodel their roster. Not to the degree that the Rams did coming into the season, but they could potentially lose significant talent at the end of the season.
Yeah, and probably will in an NFL cap league. Like, you know what? Like the Rams did.
Yeah, like the Rams. You figure out a way to do it smart. The Rams obviously
did. And now the Rams are already coming back around, and they won the title in 20. And that's one thing about that's really good about Les Snead, man. He is not afraid to make bold moves and cut bait. Like, if you would have told me, yeah, Jalen Ramsey's out of here. Both, matter of fact, both corners.
Yes.
Marcus Peters, out of here.
Jalen Ramsey, gone.
Like, some of their best defensive players, gone.
Yep.
Some of their best offensive guys, gone. And it's all to do what the Niners are going to have to do now. So it'll be an interesting thing to watch.
All right, coming up next for you, I want to get to the one commercial that I think stood out above all others.
Oh, good.
We'll do that coming up next. And then we got What's Up, Fool? It's a big day. It is Bud Light Reaction Monday on 710, reacting all day long to last night's battle in Vegas. Chiefs Super Bowl 58 champions. Thanks to Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up some at your local convenience store. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh, BB Go. We were just talking about BB Go. BB Go is the official game day snack of the Lakers. Not only do they sponsor the jersey patch, but BB Go puts together all sorts of events, not just for the Lakers, but for us here at ESPN LA. Mouth-watering Korean snacks and meals in minutes. Bergman and I have tons of BB Go right now in our freezer. We keep it stocked because if you don't feel like cooking, you just throw these things in and you're off and running. It's Korea's number one food brand, and they're making the whole world more delicious. Minimum effort, maximum flavors. Available at all major grocery stores in the freezer aisle. Bibigo Mandu are the largest, juiciest dumplings in the market. Every day is the day to live delicious with Bibigo, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We should do the show on rollerblades. Let's go. Who's with me?
I'm down. I'll do it.
You're down? Brian, you down?
Brian, we got your mic fixed.
Yeah, just slam that microphone.
That's right.
I can't skate.
It is like, Greg, since you are Mao, manager of audio operations.
Mao. Yes, I thought we fixed it.
It is. I was just going to say, it is literally the only thing that is wrong with this place right now. Or is this technical stuff. Everything else about this place has never been better.
Thank you.
You notice that?
Yes.
But you gotta get like, go to engineering school or something, will you?
Okay, you want me to do all of it, okay.
Every once in a while, Adam Bronstein from the Rams stops over and jiggers some stuff
technically,
around.
Technically, okay.
We are working on it with Adam.
No, this is an old Herm Edwards line. This is not an original line. Herm Edwards' father taught him this.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg, I'm now going to say it to you as manager of audio operations.
The Mao.
It's not your fault, but it's your problem.
You're right. You're 100%, you are 100% correct, and we are actually working on it. I had Adam come in this last week so we could work directly on those microphones.
All right, Brian, count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Got it.
It's still better.
It's better. Better. It's better.
No, yeah. I heard it. I heard it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's funny you say that, because last week when I was at the suite at the 710 suite at Crypto.
Forgive me. Cappy brought pizza. Yeah, I'm eating pizza while you talk.
You go for it. So went to the suite, and I was telling somebody, and it's true. This is, I always think of radio in terms of eras. The era that we're in right now is like one of the really good eras. Like everybody that we've got has been really, really good. All the good karma people are fantastic.
You know what the case is? Greg, I think you would agree. Greg, how long have you been here now?
8 years. Whew. February 8th.
Okay, that's longer than I thought. Yeah. But
I know.
Seems like
feels
longer.
Like a short time.
Seems like longer.
No, short time. It does. For us, it feels like way longer.
I thought you were here for 20 years.
Because you love me so much. Oh, I appreciate it.
I don't remember
much.
A time when we had everybody pulling on the same side of the rope like we do now. Do you?
No. I think even...
I mean, there isn't one person here I do not like. And I've right. never been able to say that.
Right,
like
right.
We've kept it to ourselves.
Yeah.
But there have always been people you're like, I don't get that one.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
It is... I don't know if it's Sam or Stephanie or just the good karma way or to you, Greg, but boy, we have... It's really fun to be on this
it
team
is.
Right
it's
now.
It's fun to be on the radio.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, obviously Morales has a lot to do with it also, but it's just, everybody is kind of doing the exact same thing. Even when Max and Marcel's were here and then the shows were really strong.
Yeah,
right.
Like moving... I think strongest been since.
We always tell the Rob Novak story.
Oh, yeah, the Rob Novak story.
Stuff. But now, like, everybody back there, everybody, the young people that are all working
right.
here, like...
Oh, yeah, everybody that came up as an intern
the
is
Blueprint
now.
Podcast guys, I think that podcast has finally died, they right?
Parker. Parker's back there.
Parker, when's the last time you did one?
Most podcasts...
What do you say, Brian? Or Greg, what do you say?
I can't tell. His microphone works if he's up.
Oh, well, none of the microphones work.
So you want to hear a little nugget? Their podcast
We
is,
can't hear you back here if we don't have
Oh,
that,
there you go.
The
oh,
yeah. there you are.
Hey, Parker, when's the last time you did a blueprint?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so that's okay. Not bad. That's better than I thought.
Yeah, that's not dormant.
Was it DeAndre promising you were going to have a bunch of really cool stuff and then presenting no cool stuff at all?
Yeah, we got a lot coming up. Hey, just so you know, we got a lot coming up here today.
Really?
By the way,
really?
They were
when
interns.
When are you getting to it?
What's by the way, DeAndre, Parker, and Cody were all interns, and Parker's on his way, but DeAndre is now an ESPN and Good Karma employee. Cody is as a Good Karma and ESPN employee.
Right.
They're all kind of working themselves.
Yeah,
one day
right.
Parker is going to be the radio voice of the Angels. That's my prediction.
Absolutely.
And one day Graham is going to be the voice of Cal State Fullerton basketball. How about that? He was doing a game the other
Northridge.
Night. He was doing Cal State Northridge. You did a Cal State Northridge game for ESPN Plus last
You know,
week.
His dad, Gary, teaches media at Long Beach State.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah, I've been a guest at his class twice. I've done it once, and I'm doing it again in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
And so Graham has been groomed for this.
Yes, he has.
Literally.
If people want to be, and I always tell people, if you want to work in radio, get in the building, get in the door, and then say yes to every single assignment.
That is great freaking advice. That's how I got started in TV news. I said, I want to work on the morning shift, and you won't be able to get rid of me until the last show late at night, and I'll do anything you want.
I just hung around a radio station my whole time growing up. I was doing the obituaries on WFOB in Fosteria, Ohio.
And there it is. And look at you now.
Fosteria, now look where I am.
All right, coming up next, speaking of teammates, is What's Up, Fool?
Yeah.
So Brian's going to get in here. Greg's going to get in here. We never know who else is going to jump in. But they're going to throw a bunch of stuff at us, and it's coming up next.
All right. In the meantime, you know, my partner is the Southern California Hyundai Dealers, and the first thing I did when I started the partnership was I made a big move. I bought a Hyundai. I'm driving the Elantra Hybrid and getting 50 miles a gallon. First time driving a hybrid. I'm blown away by the savings. And you know what's really cool? The Hyundai Ioniq 6. They let me try it out. It is spectacular. It's an EV with a long driving range and cutting-edge technology. And don't forget the sharp design of the 2024 Sonata and the Santa Fe if you want to go SUV. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. For confidence now and miles down the road, do like I did. Get in, get away with a great deal. It's your journey. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Morales. All right, we're focused on the Super Bowl, obviously, but there's some news in head coaching for the UCLA Bruins. They have hired Deshaun Foster as their head coach. He has been the running backs coach since 2017, I believe, and had such running backs that are in the NFL as Joshua Kelly, Zach Charbonnet, just to name a few. What do you think of Deshaun Foster as the UCLA Bruins head coach?
I covered Deshaun as a player. He's in the UCLA Hall of Fame. He is
great.
A great guy. Not good, great guy. I am, because I'm such a fan of his, and Greg, I'm curious if you agree with me, I'm a little worried that we're throwing him to the wolves here. UCLA's recruiting, because I'm number one, I'm glad Chip's gone. That was going to be a huge problem. It was only going to end one way, and that was for the whole program to crater. Chip just didn't care. Deshaun's the opposite. He cares a ton.
Right.
But never been a head coach. He's going to need to get the alumni involved. He's going to need to get the NIL money going. And I hope UCLA gives him a chance to catch his feet, because I don't think next year is going to be a winning season. But I have hope for Deshaun, and I like him a lot. What do you think, Greg?
So I think that it's going to take some time.
I agree with you.
If he's going to bring him in means that they are going to have to rebuild for about 4, 5, 6 years.
I don't think he has that long.
Oh, my God.
Give him about 4 years. But the first thing he has to do is he has to go out and get a veteran offensive coordinator.
Yep.
A veteran defensive coordinator, some guys that know what they're doing and that he can work with and let them run them and him just be like the CEO type. So if he can do things like that, I think it's actually kind of better that they got rid of everybody. It is a blank slate that he's walking into. So everybody that he's going to bring in are going to be his guy.
Right. And they renewed a lot of the assistant coaches that he was on the staff. He's been on the staff for 7 years.
Right.
He had actually left, Greg, 2 weeks ago to become the running back coach for the Raiders.
Yep.
And when this opened up, he called the Raiders and said, "Hey, guys, I'm so sorry, I'm out."
Yeah.
UCLA football,
I mean,
by the way.
I'm gonna be rooting for them, but they have Mace. They have no recruits. They have a horrible. Their recruiting.
They
class.
They had one transfer of significance and a terrible recruiting class.
Their recruiting class has been compared to Georgia Southern's. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. It is the worst recruiting class in UCLA football history.
Okay. Well, this is all very for if you're a UCLA fan, you're thrilled hearing all this. I don't understand why. Look, I don't think L.A. is a starter town. You're saying 5, 6, 7 years?
In
other words,
he won't have that long.
He's got to learn to be a head football coach.
I used to say L.A. is not a starter town. That I think you probably got that from me because I used to beat that drum all the time.
Right.
I've been turned around on it.
In what way?
Sean McVay.
Never was a head coach.
Never had been a head coach.
Yeah, but you can't compare Deshaun Foster to Sean McVay.
Okay, wait a minute. Sean McVay never had been a head coach.
Right.
Dave Roberts had never been a head, had never been a manager, had only been a bench coach.
Darvin Ham was never a head, but that's a
different
story.
Yeah, if you get the right guy, it can work. In general, I agree with you that Los Angeles is not a starter town. We saw what Clay Helton didn't work.
Right.
We've seen other people, Luke Walton didn't work.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as I love Luke.
I give Deshaun Foster 3 years.
I think that's
3 years, and then you go find.
You have to get
if the direction of the program is going south in 3 years. Greg Mason's right; they'll make a change. But I just give him 1 year to get beat up because he is gonna going get to get beat up for 1 year, and they're going to the Big Ten. But I think he cares enough, and he's going to turn around the attitude over there. Chip was like a dark cloud walking around over there, never smiled, never in a good mood. I'm rooting for Deshaun, and I hope he nails it.
By the way, and that's so soft of Chip Kelly to leave when he did. It is just, to me, that's just embarrassing. You basically left the job you've been at. You left them in an absolute lurch by departing in February. You've destroyed recruiting for them. They've got no talent coming in, and now you leave them high and dry. I mean, Chip Kelly, and by the way, he went from, what, $5 million a year to $2 million a year? What is he doing?
Yeah, he's going from a head coach in the Big Ten to an offensive coordinator in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's so soft.
And by the way, yes, it is extremely soft. And the other part of it, this is Martin Jarman's fault. He is the AD at UCLA. It is absolutely his fault because after Arizona State, when they got destroyed by Arizona State, he should have fired him. They didn't fire him.
Right.
Instead, they let him beat USC, a bad USC team, and said, okay, everything's fine, let it last all the way till this time.
I think
Greg's
criticism of Martin Jarmond is fair, but I will say this because I've been involved in the politics at UCLA for a long time. When they gave Chip the contract extension, which they shouldn't have done, they were never going to fire him because they didn't want to pay the buyout.
But it's like $8 million.
Right, but Greg, it's not USC. $8 million is a lot of money to UCLA.
They got Casey Wasserman. I think that's part of the problem, too, is that Casey Wasserman went out into the OC register, and he talked about how
he shouldn't go into...
Yeah, that was the wrong time to be supportive. They should have just fired him and get rid of it. It was his fault for allowing it to go this long.
And as for AD, what is the expression Herm Edwards had a little bit ago that you mentioned?
It's not your fault. But it's your problem.
There you go.
That applies to Martin
Jarmond
in this situation.
Yeah.
Very good point. Yeah. So let's hope that Martin gets behind Deshaun. Some of the alumni say, okay, we got rid of that grump. We'll give you some NIL money, and we get this thing up and running. I'm rooting for Deshaun, though. He's a really good dude.
So the last thing about it, UCLA football sent out a tweet, and it was Martin Jarmond announcing Deshaun Foster.
It's great.
It's great. The players were sitting there listening to him, and
they didn't
know
was coming in the door.
They didn't know and Deshaun Foster came out, and everybody rose up cheering, jumping all over Deshaun, so they're really excited. That's who they
wanted. Last word on this, Greg. I'll give you what this is. This is Marcus Freeman getting the Notre Dame job.
Right.
He had never been a head coach, but the players loved him. He was a high enthusiasm guy, and I think he's going to make it. I mean, he's had some tough losses, but I think he's going to make it at Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman. So
Antonio Pierce with the Raiders.
Yeah, Deshaun follows down that road and gets it
right. Yeah, it's very much like Antonio Pierce at the Raiders, for sure, because he was very popular in the locker room, popular among the players, popular higher in that locker room, and I'm sure Deshaun Foster's the same. The results are going to matter, and Greg, there's no way he has 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
I know. I think
4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
You need to give him at least 4 years.
9 years?
Because he's going from nothing. He's going from literally
right.
the worst class,
exactly.
And you lost your entire
no,
defense.
No, he's in the basement. He's
it's
in the
gone.
Cellar.
There's nothing there.
Yeah, I'm looking at their schedule. I mean, there's brutal stuff in their schedule.
Yeah, they got LSU this year.
At LSU. Yeah. Tell me.
Hello.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys. Well, if you didn't like listening to Tony Romo during the game
today,
you could have switched over to Nickelodeon because they were also doing a little dual broadcast with SpongeBob, Patrick. And I watched it for about 5 minutes, and I saw Dora come on. We'll play you a little clip from the broadcast.
False start is when an offensive player illegally moves after lining up for, but prior to, the snap. Where are we going? Back 5 yards!
Oh.
Why? Because it's a penalty!
Okay.
I think this is, you know, a good way to engage with the younger audience.
It's a
audience.
Great way to engage.
Agree?
It absolutely is.
Well,
now,
I'll tell you what, they got the right announcer. Noah Eagle, who used to be the Clippers radio guy and has now moved upward and onward.
Right.
He's now the voice of NBC Saturday Night Football. Actually called that playoff game this year for NBC.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
With Todd Blackledge. Noah's perfect for that. I don't even know if Noah's 30 yet. So, but he sounds like he's like been around.
Oh yeah,
forever.
He does. He's got the voice,
And he's a really good dude. So I'm rooting for that because of Noah.
I tried because I can't stand Tony Romo. We did switch over to the Nickelodeon brand. It's Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon,
I think, right?
Yeah.
And I just
so they do a bunch of kid graphics,
kids, and then slime,
the slime
everybody when you score a touchdown and all that stuff. I couldn't deal with it. I had to go back to Romo. That stuff was more annoying than Romo.
It was kind of...
But if you're a little kid, I mean, that's a great way to consume the game.
Right. The final touchdown, I saw a clip of online, and it was kind of like a sensory overload with the slime and all the graphics going up and everything. It's a little much.
Yeah, but cool that they do it.
Yeah, no, very cool.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, so Andy Reid's game-winning touchdown call was the same exact call he had last year to win Corn Dog, the same touchdown call. Now, does that hurt a little more as a Niner fan or as the Niners knowing that you lost on a play that they used the previous Super Bowl?
Well, I felt bad for Steve Wilks, the Niners defensive coordinator, because he was trying a bunch of stuff. It just, you know, it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
Mahomes is just really, really good. No, that wouldn't bother me. I mean, there's a million different ways you can call it.
By the way, just because it's Corn Dog doesn't mean it was the same play, or was it the same play?
He said it was the same play with just a little twist to it.
With a little twist to it.
With a little ketchup, as he said.
It was a great play design. I mean, he had everybody going left and tossed the ball out right to Hardman. So it was a great play design. I don't know if it was the exact same play, but yeah, I would imagine it's frustrating to know that 2 years in a row, Corn Dog is the play that wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's got to sting a little
bit. Yeah, it's got to. It's got to.
What's up, Foo?
I got one more for you guys. So tomorrow,
thoughts and prayers, Niners fans. Thoughts and prayers.
Tomorrow is a World Radio Day.
It's
really?
What?
World Radio
World
Day tomorrow.
Radio
yeah, it's
Day.
Not. You know, I think we had National a few months ago in August, so this is World Radio
Excellent.
Day.
Excellent.
And my most distinguished memory of listening to the radio is Vin Scully and Dodger games.
Sure.
Who's that one guy for you that's like, oh, this is why I listen to the radio?
Well, let's take Vin off the board because I think we all have Vin at the very top of our boards for the most part.
Everyone's always heard me tell this
he's
story.
On my arm.
For me,
right.
He's on Craig's arm.
I used to, when I was a little kid, take a transistor radio, look it up, kids, and put it under my pillow and then put my head on top of the pillow and I would set the volume just loud enough so I could listen to Chick Hearn. But my parents couldn't hear the radio, so mm-hmm. they didn't know what I was up to. And now, Brian, I hear myself saying stuff that I've never said before, and the only explanation for it is somewhere in my brain, I'm channeling Chick from those years of just having my head on the pillow and listening to him call games. So for me, it's Chick.
When I was a little kid in Ohio, I would listen to AM radio, all the big AM radio stations. So I would hear Ernie Harwell on WJR in Detroit. I'd hear Joe Nuxall on Reds games. I'd hear Jimmy Pearsall on White Sox games. Herb Score on Indians games. I mean, I just listened to whatever baseball game was on. Obviously the greats, you know, Vin Scully, Chicker, those guys. But for me, it was as a kid listening to all those out of town games when I was growing up in Ohio.
For me, it's got to be Chick, if I can't use Vin Scully, but those were the two that I listened to the most. I mean, for UCLA, we had Chris Roberts, and he just was not very good.
Well, Dick Enberg did UCLA for years, and you're too young to remember that.
I mean,
and I worked with Chris for a few years. I didn't mind Chris.
Chris is a super nice guy.
Passed away.
Passed away.
We lost him a couple years ago.
Well,
but, Yeah, I mean, I always tell people, I grew up going to sportscaster school and I didn't even know it. I had Dick Enberg doing the Angels, Vin Scully doing the Dodgers, Chick Hearn doing the Lakers, and Bob Miller doing the Kings.
Oh, Bob.
Four Hall of Fame announcers all at the same time. I didn't know what a bat announcer sounded like until I left and started my TV career and had to go into these small markets. I thought everybody was as good as those four guys, but we'll never have it that good, ever.
No. As a kid, I loved AM radio, though. I loved those big booms. Like, we ended up on, you know, 175,000 watts Mighty 690 down in San Diego.
Right. Well, what was that station? Was it Camo X that Costas worked at?
Camo X, yeah.
In St. Louis, and you could hear it anywhere in the Midwest?
I got Cardinals games in Ohio. I love those big AM booming sticks and those kind of full-service AM radio stations. That's why I listen to a lot of talk radio, too. I listen to Snyder, and I listen to Larry King and all that stuff. But this is why, by the way, I'm not a classic rock guy. Because when I was that age, when I was classic rock age,
you listen to talk radio.
I was listening to talk radio. I was like the dorky little kid listening to talk radio.
This when I'll leave I was it up to you, Greg, because I know you're leery on us doing stories that we've already done before.
Only if you've done them like 37,000 times.
Well, this is possible then.
Okay.
It gives us an excuse to play Costas's Miss Cheesecake story if you want to play it.
Oh, sure, why not?
All right, we'll find it.
I don't even know it.
Are you kidding?
No.
All right, we'll play it coming up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'll laugh.
I've got convenient memory loss. So.
Of course. You didn't think we were number one in that poll, and we were number one 2 years in a row.
The great thing about being me is everything's new. Like
I'm seeing
everything, hearing everything for the very first time, at least in my head. All right, Super Bowl, the ads, the halftime show, the game, which was a thriller, all that stuff coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.